Yeah, hello everyone. First of all, I just want to say thank you very much, Brent, for coming and spending this last 90 minutes with us. It's really wonderful. There are a lot of people out there I know who would love the opportunity to speak with Brent Haskell, and we are very blessed that we have you here with us. So thank you so much. And please tell Sydney that we said hello as well. And thank you for, tell Sydney, thank you for sharing her husband with us. And now, as Jacqueline mentioned, we are going to move into our special member meeting. We have a special member meeting now and then also next Sunday at the same time. And the reason that we're having two special member meetings is because there's a lot of change happening. And when there's a lot of change happening, it's really helpful to communicate as much as possible. If you don't communicate as much as possible, some people just don't hear, and so they don't know. But also, you know, rumors can get started, things that aren't exactly true, and that kind of thing. So we have a member meeting tonight and a member meeting a week from tonight at the exact same time, which is 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And the member meeting tonight has four primary topics that we're going to look at. The first one is that we are going to a reduced sanctuary schedule beginning on September 1. And so I will talk about that. Also, starting on September 1, ACIM Gather is going to reopen with a new part-time schedule. And Dove is going to talk to us about that. And then we have two job openings now in Awakening Together. These are paid positions. The first one is the sanctuary director, and the second one is an assistant sanctuary director. So I will talk about that. And then the fourth agenda item tonight is an overview of how decisions are made in Awakening Together. And Jacqueline Eckert is going to talk about that. So that's our member meeting for tonight. What I think I will do before we jump into that member meeting, some of y'all have been sitting here for a while. It might feel good to get up and get a drink or something like that. So I'm going to play a brief song. This song is it's a lot of fun. I've always loved this song. It's by Avril Lavigne, and it is called Innocence. And to me, this song is about that holy instant that Brent was talking about. It's about living in that holy instant, living in that now, which is also called eternity. And in this song, Avril calls it innocence. So here we go, a little bit of innocence.
Waking up to see that everything is okay. The first time in my life and now it's so great. Slowing down, I look around and I'm so amazed. Think about the little things that make life great. I wouldn't change a thing about it. This is the best
one person say, I was about to leave, but Avril. Yeah, that's a great song. I love that song. So, hello everyone, and welcome to the member meeting. I already see some chat has begun on the board about respect. And it's not my intention to go into that topic tonight. It is my intention to go into that topic next week. Next week we're going to look at our new sanctuary policy, and we're going to talk about respect and kindness. And I do know that a few of you do not agree. However, I also know that the majority of Awakening Together has a certain type of environment they want in the sanctuary, and we are committed to that environment of respect and kindness. So next week I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about how we have defined respect and how we have defined kindness. But that's not the topic for tonight. So if that particular topic really interests you, please come back next week, and that's when we'll talk about that. But as I mentioned, tonight we have a different agenda. And the first thing we're going to talk about is our reduced sanctuary schedule, which is going to begin on September 1, which is about a week and a half away. And I've mentioned this before, so I will go over this part briefly, but the catalyst for the reduced sanctuary schedule was a new labor law. And we do pay our sanctuary director, and whenever you pay employees, you fall underneath the federal labor laws. There is one exception to the labor laws, and that one exception is ministers. So churches have somewhat of an exemption from the labor laws in that ministers are actually exempt from the labor laws, but all other employees are not. And this new labor law says that any employee who makes less than, and it's roughly $47,500, if they work more than 40 hours and their salary is below that amount, they have to be paid time and a half for the time over 40 hours. And that's even true if they're what was previously called an exempt employee. Some of you guys might know a little bit about labor law, and you know that there's something called an exempt employee, which is a salaried managerial position, and they can work any number of hours at all. That's what's changed. If that salaried managerial position makes $47,500, and again, that's roughly, I don't remember the exact amount, or less, they are no longer exempt. They are now non-exempt, and they would have to be paid time and a half. This new law does not take effect until December 1 of 2016. However, the member board of trustees did decide that we would go ahead and go to a new schedule that would allow us to meet the requirements of that law by September 1. So that's the reason that we are going to the new schedule. Anyway, that's what started it, actually. That's what appeared to start it. And we created, the trustees created a new schedule. But then something else happened, and Dove will be talking about this in just a moment, but then something else happened too. And the something else that happened was that, when we weren't going to be open 24/7 anymore, Dove decided to reopen ACIM Gather whenever Awakening Together is closed. At least that's the way I understand it. We'll let him speak for himself in just a moment, but that's the way I understood it. And once we found out that ACIM Gather is going to be open when Awakening Together is closed, we went back to our schedule that we had created in order to help us get in alignment with the labor law, and we looked at it again, this time I would say with a more intuitive feeling, you know, like a very intuitive feeling about when it felt right for us to be open. And we actually reduced the schedule even more. than we originally had. And Dove, I think, was very, very happy about that, because what we did when we went back and looked at the schedule again was we decided that Awakening Together will not be open at all on Friday and Saturday. And Dove was very happy about that because he wanted some weekend time in ACIM Gather. So it felt like a win-win. It felt good to everybody that was involved in the decision-making process. So, starting on September 1, which is a Thursday, about a week and a half away, this is the new schedule. And I will say it slowly. If somebody else wants to type it in while I speak just so people can see it visually, that would be great. We'll see if somebody takes me up on that. But we will be open on Sundays from 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, on Sunday we will be open starting in September, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We will be open on Mondays from 7 p.m. Eastern Time to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Monday is 7 p.m. Eastern Time to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Tuesday is the same schedule. Tuesday is also 7 p.m. Eastern Time to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Wednesdays, we're going to open earlier. On Wednesdays, we will open at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time and go until 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So a 12-hour day, 11:30 to 11:30 Eastern Time on Wednesday. And then Thursday, we're back to the evening schedule, 7 p.m. Eastern Time to 11:30 Eastern Time. And then closed on Friday and Saturday. So that's going to be the new schedule. Now, I've been working with many of you on this new schedule. So many of you I've been in touch with. Christopher, I saw your email. I know I still need to get in touch with you. A couple other people I'm still working out some details with. But we do have an entirely new schedule that's going to start in September. An entirely new schedule. There are a few people, that are still in the same time slot they were, but a lot of people have been moved around. So the schedule is going to be really very, very new. And one of the things I'm going to do next week also, I mentioned I'm going to go over the new sanctuary policy and our policy about respect and kindness, but I'm also going to go over the new schedule. I'm going to introduce you all to that. And share that with you so you'll see what's happening. The reason I'm not sharing that with you now is because, again, I'm still working out the last few details. So that's still being worked out. Let's see. Igor says, I don't understand. If ACIM Gather and Awakening Together will not be on the air at the same time, then why would you split into two rooms in the first place? Igor, I think that the real answer to that is because Awakening Together is a certain organization with a certain personality. We have this purpose and core values, we teach all teachings that point to truth rather than just A Course in Miracles. And also, it's Awakening Together that pays its sanctuary director. So it's Awakening Together that needs to follow the labor law. ACIM Gather is really going to be primarily focused on A Course in Miracles. And to my knowledge right now, and if Dove tells us differently, they're not going to be paying anyone to be an admin, and therefore they're not subject to the labor law. So what's happening is Awakening Together has just made its decisions about the hours we're going to be open based on, again, the catalyst of the labor law. But we've also made a decision, and this is really what I'm going to talk about next week. And again, we've also made a decision that we want to embrace this opportunity to become more of what Awakening Together was always meant to be. And so since Awakening Together has made its decision, then Dove made his decision, right? Well, then I want to reopen ACIM Together. And that's perfect. I mean, that's perfect. In fact, I know that some of you are going to actually be teaching both on the ACIM Gather schedule and you're going to be teaching on the Awakening Together schedule, and that's perfect as well. But the truth is, Awakening Together is just being Awakening Together, and some things were being cut out. Like, we've decided we're not going to be 80% A Course in Miracles anymore. We're trying to be more balanced in our scheduling. And as a result of that, ACIM Gather has decided to open up and do what they want to do. I mean, they're doing what they choose to do, what feels right for Dove. So I hope that answers your question, Igor. Yeah, and I think somebody must have asked something about do I love Teddy, because Teddy typed in the room, Regina has no choice but to love me whether she likes it or not. And that's absolutely true. All right, so I think, does anybody have any questions right now other than Igor's question about us going to a shorter schedule? And by the way, I think, Igor, you're one of the people I have an email out to. I don't know if you saw it. I haven't seen a response from you yet. But, yeah. But just to let everyone know, Awakening Together still has more A Course in Miracles on the schedule than anything else. But at this point, the trustees have decided not to add any more A Course in Miracles to the schedule because, again, we want that balance. Those of you who love A Course in Miracles, you'll find that Tuesday night is going to be our heaviest A Course in Miracles night, so that might be a night that you really want to hang out with Awakening Together. Kathy says, will the schedule of days and times also be posted somewhere? I'm creating a whole new schedule that on September 1 is going to replace the schedule that's currently on the website. And it will have who's teaching when, just like the current schedule does. Also, I am going to type up a summary, kind of a brief summary of what I'm saying in this meeting for people who aren't here and don't want to listen to an hour-long audio, and I will put those times in that schedule. And if anybody has a question, am I still on the schedule? Am I not on the schedule? If you know, I've tried to communicate with everyone, but if somehow you aren't sure, please email me at reginadonacres@yahoo.com. Also, I will be emailing all of the speakers one more time with a copy of the schedule so that everybody can reconfirm their times. So, well, you didn't get the email yet. Okay, well, this explains why you didn't answer me, Igor. Okay, all right. All right, what I'm going to do now then is I am going to turn the microphone over to Dove, so that Dove can speak about ACIM Gather. Dove, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you so much, Regina. Thanks all for being here for this meeting that may clear a few things up. The funny thing is, Igor's question reminded me of something which I call the genesis of how this all got going. Originally, we weren't thinking of opening up another room called ACIM Gather. Most people know that I'm here pretty much in the morning when Prudence comes on at 6 o'clock, and she usually plays a lot of Ken Wapik and things like that. And then we have Joan Williams comes on and does a workbook lesson and text. That goes to about 8, and then 8:30 I come on, at least on Fridays, with Suzanne DeKaiser. On Wednesdays I was coming on with Cheryl Kaplan, and of course on Mondays I was on later in the day at 12 noon with Caroline Chang. So originally the thought was, why not just stay in the same room? And the original idea was, as long as you're an admin and you're in the room, you can open up the room. If you're an admin, you can open up the room. But when you leave the room, you must close the room. And I understood that very clearly. I said, okay, open up the room at at 6 o'clock, I mean, Prudence will have to open up the room like she usually does, maybe at 6 o'clock, or she, Red Dots, with Lynn is playing all night long. And life would just go on as it was, right in Awakening Together Sanctuary. And then there was, then I had a conversation with Regina on the phone and said, wait, it can't happen as like that. Only somebody who is an Awakening Together Sanctuary admin can actually, only they can actually be opening the room and closing the room. That would definitely leave out Prudence, who probably never got trained as an admin, and it would also leave out Joan Williams. So at that particular time, I do have another room. I've had it for almost a year now, called Spiritual Roundtables, which has been spoken about here. We don't really use it except very special meetings for Spiritual Roundtables, which is something that Cheryl Kaplan and I have brought into the Weekend of Freedom Retreats. It will be done down in Costa Rica. And as things would happen, I was on a phone call with Reverend Tony Ponticello from Community Miracle Center, and we were talking about it. I think he had heard that something like this was going on, and he asked me, what's going on? So I told him about Spiritual Roundtables. And he says, you know, David, why don't you call it ACIM Gather? At least everybody knows the name ACIM Gather. It's a branded name. And when he said that, I said, yeah, well, why am I not calling it? It's the funniest thing is that same day I happened to call GoDaddy on something else. And they were talking about domains, and they actually told me that that acmgather.org was available just that one day, that same day that I was calling, and the same day that, and they said, but you need the password to it or something like that. I said, oh, well, Phil Frisk has that password. You know, he must, because it was actually, it never belonged to me, that Phil Frisk had actually taken it out way back, maybe 2005, 2006, and it always belonged to Phil. So I called Phil, and I don't know if Phil is in the room or not, but Phil would confirm this is so. I said, Phil, do you have the password to it? And actually, he came up with what opened it up. But as it turned out, the person who owns it, since Phil gave it up a couple of years ago, his domain was actually open, was actually ended on that very day. And I can put a bid in, like an auction, sometime in the next 66 days or something like that. As it turned out, I said, how about .com? How about acmgather.com? She said, well, that's available, and I grabbed it, and that's the rest of that story, how we came to ACIM Gather, and you can go to acimgather.com, and thanks to Lynn. Now, let me say a few other things. That room, ACIM Gather, on Pal Talk, which is in the educational section, which is the original section under the subsection Other, really is not, I mean, the original idea did belong to Linda Card and myself, but this idea at this point is not, quote, my idea. It belongs also to Lynn, and Rev Tony says that he's definitely interested in his interest, if I can speak on that for just a moment, is in harmony with the original purpose for ACIM Gather. Gather was never really meant to teach. A lot of people in this room said, you know, there's nothing to teach and there's nothing to learn, and that's pretty much what the course is actually saying. But the room was actually giving anyone who wanted to step back and let Holy Spirit lead the way, or as if you were here earlier for Regina, she was talking about being in the zone, that those words just come to you. You don't really have to know the course, so to speak, because if you're really willing to step back and let Him lead the way, as it says on that page 28 in italics, I'm here only to be truly helpful. I'm glad to represent him who sent me. I do not have to know what to say or what to do. He who sent me will direct me and will give me what to say and what to do. He goes there with me wherever I go, and I will be healed. I will be healed as he teaches me to heal. For those people who know, pretty much that's Gary Renard's prayer for opening a lot of things. Benny Silverman, who I consider one of the really great course teachers, who passed away last year, that's the way he opens up. So it's really saying, I don't have to know. So the purpose of ACM Gather has really been in the last 10, 12 years, and for those people who recognize it, it was a place to develop trust in stepping back and allowing Spirit to speak to you and through you. And that trust, when fully developed, you realize that you're totally connected. And what Rev Tony wants to use the room for is he has some ordained ministers. He said he would love to give them the opportunity to start stepping back and allowing Spirit to speak to them and through them. And, you know, that's really the purpose of Gather, certainly not to teach anything. You're only teaching yourself what it is that you most need to learn. So I also want to say that I want to say that the schedule starts September 1. And that's the day that the schedule for Awakening Together actually starts, a much shortened schedule. I was very happy to fill in for those hours up to 7 o'clock Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, because that's when 7 p.m. Eastern Time is when Awakening Together opens. And, of course, on Wednesday, Awakening Together opens, I believe, at 11:30 and goes to 11:30. So, for sure, the first month or so, that is, we're going to be open, and of course on Sunday only till 9:30. The first month or so, that is definitely true. I am going to say, which is me being as transparent as possible. Lately I realized being transparent stops all the pain, later. That I'm not really totally, quote, in charge of ACM Gather at all. There's a few people who basically have different thoughts. I can say one thing, that, you know, if you listen to Dr. Brent Haskell, he was saying, you know, just go with whatever gives you joy. You know, follow your joy. I don't see in my heart, I don't see anything where people need to even think of the word while you're in competition. Because in my heart, there's absolutely no competition. People look just like on a radio station or a TV station. You know, you go to what it is that you want at any given time. And I'm going to say that if you just hang out in ACM Gather, and I know that a lot of people like to hang out in a room, you're going to probably hear me saying the same thing that I said for a good 10 years. If you're just hanging out here and just thinking that you're going to get things intellectually, you're probably just wasting your time. And I've been saying that, and if you're going to come to ACM Gather, I'm going to ask you, why not go on the schedule to develop trust, because that's the only real purpose that room really has, as far as I'm concerned. And I think that's about it. Regina, I would ask if there's any questions. I wasn't reading the board at all, but I'm now looking up. Is there any questions at all? Other than that, I'm pretty complete.
Okay, thank you, Dove. Let's see. Deb is asking, will it be open only on Sundays for the first month? Is that what you said? And of course, I heard something different. I thought that you were only open when when Awakening Together is not open. So Dove, why don't you, send me a schedule of when you will be open? And what I can do is post that schedule, because I'm not certain it's real clear for everyone. Also, Dove, here's the mic back.
All right. I mean, I can actually give you the schedule certainly for the first month. It's exactly it's like an X-ray picture of exactly what's going on at the AT at the Awakening Together Sanctuary. When you open at 7 p.m., go from we are closing at 7 p.m. So we're open 6 in the morning to 7 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. On Wednesday, when you open at 11:30 in the morning, we close at 11:30 in the morning. So we're open from 6 to 11:30. Thanks to you, Regina, and thanks to the Board of Trustees, we haven't given all day Friday and all day Saturday. So Friday and Saturday is really going to be our full days. And on Sunday, we're closed at 9:30 in the morning, period.
Okay.
And I of course, I'll send you the schedule, but basically, it's whenever you open, that's when we're closed.
Okay, thank you. So the only thing I'm not 100% clear on, it looks like you are opening at 6 a.m., so you said on Friday and Saturday you're open all day, so my question would be 6 a.m. opening? Is that what's happening to a certain time at night? And if so, what are those hours? And again, yeah. So what time do you close on Friday and Saturday night? And you can just type that in the room. I'll read it. But it looks like they're opening at 6 a.m. each day, closing when Awakening Together opens. And they don't know yet. They don't know yet when they're gonna close. Dev is saying he doesn't know. Lynn is saying they'll be open, I think, 24 hours until we open on Sunday, I think is what Lynn is saying. So we'll have to find out. One thing I do want to say to you all, in case you don't know this, since you've been in a room that's been open 24/7 for years, in Pal Talk, when a room is not open, it does not appear. So like if you were to go to Education Other and ACIM Gather is closed, it simply won't be there. It'll be, you know, invisible. So if you see it, it's open. And if you don't see it, it's closed. Lynn is saying probably they will open at 6 a.m. on Friday and not close until 9:30 a.m. on Sunday. But again, there's a probably there, so we'll see how it all works out. But there's the possibility that it will be there all weekend. So we'll see how all of that works out. Deb is asking, will the room be G-rated? So I'll wait and see what the answer is. The Dev says yes, still a G-rated room. So those of you who want other than G-rated, you can go start your own rooms. Because remember, that's something you can do. No porn allowed, Lynn is saying. All right, so thank you very much, Dev. And I do want to say one other thing. My feeling has been from the very first time that I heard ACIM Gather was going to reopen, I have always felt this was a win-win, maybe even a win-win-win. Because one thing that, you know, I'm the one who's working on the new Awakening Together schedule, and I knew I couldn't fit everyone on the new schedule. I also knew that the trustees did not want the new schedule to be 80% ACIM anymore. We wanted to use this opportunity to make it a more balanced schedule. So as the one doing the work, I was not real happy about having to go to certain people and say, I'm sorry, you're not going to be on our schedule. I mean, that just was not fun for me. I hadn't gotten around to it yet, but it was looking like I was going to have to do that, and I was not excited about that. So when I heard ACIM Gather was going to be open and that those people who could not go to our schedule could just go to ACIM Gather, I was thrilled. I was thrilled. So I've been thrilled about this from the first time I heard about it. So any idea that there's like a breakup happening here, a separation happening here, a competition happening here, I even heard from one or two people there was the feeling that maybe, you know, Dove and Lynn were somehow betraying Regina by doing something else. That's all untrue. Every bit of that is untrue. And again, this is why we're having a member meeting, so that you guys will know that that kind of stuff is just untrue stuff. This is a wonderful thing, as far as I know and as far as Dove knows. I even talked to Tony on the phone for like an hour about it. I mean, this is just a wonderful, wonderful thing. As Dove mentioned, ACIM Gather is going to be under Education Other. One thought that has been occurring in my heart for the last week or so is, and I want you to hear this is not decided, so that everybody hears it right. This is not decided. But one thing that's occurred in my heart is that maybe we move back to Education Other as well. Education Other was a quieter place. Jacqueline says she wants to go back. It was a quieter place. Also, we actually filed like an address with the IRS. We had to have an address for where our church was, and I actually gave them the address of Education Other when we filed for our church status, and it changed this April, but this might be a great opportunity to go back. Lynn is saying that she agrees, but maybe we can just agree right now. You guys want to move back to Education Other on September 1? It's a very easy change for me to make. Yes. Does anybody disagree? We can decide. Heck yes. Okay, so that way when you come into POW Talk, you just go to Education Other and ACIM Gather will be open or Awakening Together will be open. It will be easy for you, right? It will be very easy. Is this something that should go by the trustees? It did not go by the trustees when it switched, Jacqueline. When it moved from Education Other to Religion and Spirituality, Lynn did that. It seemed like a good idea at the time, but she regretted it. And again, our formal address with the IRS is still POW Talk Education Other. That's the paperwork I turned in. So it looks like everybody here is kind of in agreement. So why don't we just move back on September 1? We'll stay right here till then. Now, of course, what this does mean is if you have this saved under your favorites, you're going to have to change that on September 1. You'll have to come to Education Other, open the room, and then resave it as a room that you're following. And again, we'll announce this again next week. I'll ask Lynn to announce it multiple times over the next week and a half, Lynn, if you'll just let everybody know that we're moving. We will not change the name again. It's just changing the drop-down arrows of where we're at. We'll have the same name. It will be Awakening Together, Sanctuary, Home. It's more trouble to change a name than it is to change the location of the room. Changing the location of the room is a simple click, click. We would have to delete this room and try to begin a new room to change the name, and the old name might not even still be available. So we'll keep this name. That's safest. But we'll just click, click and change the location. So, Lynn, if you'll just announce that over and over again to people so that hopefully everybody gets the word, I'll send it out in email. I'll put it on the summary of this meeting. But then everybody is in the same location, ACIM Gather and Awakening Together Sanctuary Home. Okay? All right, we're running out of time, so let's move on with our agenda. The next thing I wanted to talk about is that we do have two positions that we are hiring for. One is the sanctuary director, and one is assistant sanctuary director. And I have just put a link to the job postings in the room. The sanctuary director position that we are hiring for is part-time, approximately 30 hours a week, and it will be a salaried position. The assistant sanctuary director position that we are hiring for is part-time, approximately 20 hours a week, and that will not be a managerial position, so that person will be paid by the hour. There's even the possibility that we could hire two assistant sanctuary directors at 10 hours a week, if that's just the way it works when people apply. A part of what we have to do is see who applies and just to see how it all works out. You know, you have to see how the universe makes this work out. But these are paid positions. You do need to be a U.S. citizen, or you need to have permission to work in the U.S. because, again, we are a legal organization. So this position is not available to anyone outside of the U.S. or to anyone who does not have permission to work in the U.S. And obviously, for the sanctuary director position, one of the responsibilities is adminning the room. to make sure that people remain in harmony with our purpose, core values, and our etiquette. That's probably what's most visible to you all. But that's not the only thing that the sanctuary director does. The sanctuary director has many responsibilities, including it's going to be opening the sanctuary again, probably around 6:45, since we'll open at 7, closing the sanctuary at night, also operating what you all call Awakening Together Radio. I call it the Awakening Together Sanctuary Broadcast because we aren't really a radio station. But operating that broadcast is the responsibility of the sanctuary director. Also making verbal and posted announcements about featured sanctuary events. This is a person who should be like telling people, like right now you just heard me ask Lynn, please tell everybody, please be announcing that we're going to move to Education Other on September 1, right? This person would also be announcing about our fall retreat, announcing about our special events, you know, like Brent Haskell is going to be here. This is the person who is kind of making announcements in the sanctuary verbally, but also this person makes posts. Those posts that Lynn makes, like that beautiful post that she makes every week about you know, what's happening this weekend. Lynn does that, right? So it's not only announcing verbally in the room, but it's making these posts that go out on our daily updates that are posted on our website. Also, even though I'm creating the new September 1 schedule, once I'm done creating that, I turn it back over to the sanctuary director, and the sanctuary director is then responsible for coordinating with sanctuary speakers, you know, filling in when they don't show up with some kind of a recording or something, changing the schedule as things change, because things always change, keeping that schedule up to date. That's the sanctuary director's job. She will also, or he, will chair the Awakening Together Admin Subcommittee, which will discuss any issues that need to be discussed regarding the sanctuary. Also, the sanctuary director serves on the Member Board of Trustees and on the Leadership Subcommittee, which Jacqueline is going to talk about in just a moment. The sanctuary director responds to all emails and phone calls related to our sanctuary and works with vendors as necessary to resolve technical issues that come up. And, of course, records and posts the things that we record and post. So there's a lot involved in this job. And what you all can do is go to the link that I just gave you. You can also go to the Awakening Together website, and it's under the members menu. That's where these job postings are. And you can read the summaries of the job postings. You can also click a link to read the full job description. Now, the Awakening Together Sanctuary Director is an Awakening Together minister position. But that does not mean that the person who applies has to be a minister. That means that the person who applies has to be willing to become a minister. In fact, and this is really important for everyone to listen to, this is, you know, because people may assume differently. In fact, you don't even have to be an Awakening Together member to apply. There could be somebody out there who is not an Awakening Together member, who still has our spiritual teaching in their heart. I mean, they're still on this spiritual path, that is the perfect person for the Awakening Together Sanctuary Director job or that assistant job. The perfect person does not have to be a member of Awakening Together right now. If they want to be the Sanctuary Director, they certainly have to be willing to become a member, and in fact, they have to be willing to become a minister, go through our curriculum, become a minister. And if it's the assistant, they have to be willing. Yeah, I see Alex's question. I will get to it. I don't want to interrupt the flow I'm on now. that's okay. If they are the assistant, they don't have to be a member to apply, but they have to be willing to become a member. That the assistant does not have to become, the assistant does not have to become a minister. So the reason I'm telling you this is because you all may know someone who is out there who is on a spiritual path that you know fits well with Awakening Together, its purpose and its values, and you might think, wow, that person might be interested, feel free to send the link to that person, right? We want to find the right person no matter where they come from. But it is very important that they embrace our purpose and core values when they look at them and they feel like, yes, this is right for me, right? They need to become a member of who we are. They're not just an employee, right, who thinks completely differently. But please feel free to share that. Now, Alex has asked a number of times about the pay. I can't discuss that. And the reason I can't discuss that is that's not my decision. In fact, even who gets hired is not my decision. Jacqueline and I, as the president minister and the vice president minister, will interview those who apply. And if we feel that the person really is qualified, it gets passed over to the board of directors. The board of directors hires, and the board of directors are the ones who assign how much they get paid. So that's above my authority. So that's what I need to say about that. Because if I was to say anything else, I would be guessing. And I might be guessing wrong. So that's going to be up to the board of directors. That's the best answer I can give for that. I do have guesses, but I haven't discussed those guesses with the board of directors. I haven't discussed pay with them at all. And so it would be inappropriate for me to say what's in my mind because they might not agree. Right? They might not agree. And that's their authority, not my authority. So are there any other questions? All right, then. And it's interesting that I would have just talked about that's the authority of the board of directors and not my authority because Alex, you're on the edge there. I want to tell you that what you're sharing, the way you're typing in the room, Alex, this is exactly the kind of typing in the room that we really don't want here. We don't want telling everybody what they're saying. So if you could please move into respect and kindness, and if not, then we'll ask someone to go ahead and red dot you, Alex. Yeah. Thank you. All right, so we just talked about authority. I just mentioned I don't have the authority to actually hire, and I don't, nor do I have the authority to set the pay. And, in fact, that leads into our next agenda item, which is, you know, where is decision-making authority? How are decisions made in Awakening Together? Because I think some people imagine that I do have all authority, and I don't at all. So I'm going to turn it over to Jacqueline and let her talk about how authority and decision-making happens in Awakening Together. Jacqueline, the mic is yours.
Thanks, Regina. Hey, everybody, again. When we got together and began forming Awakening Together many years ago, three and a half years ago, we looked very carefully at board structure to determine the best way to make sure that the decision-making power did not get concentrated in the hands of one individual or even a few individuals. I mean, we've all either been in or seen organizations where there's the top guy that makes the decisions and everybody else follows course. But that's not what we wanted to happen here. So we came up with a two-tiered structure. And in this two-tiered structure, as I'm sure you're aware, we have a board of trustees and a board of directors, the member board of trustees and the board of directors. And the member board of trustees, the trustees are actually representatives of our members. And the board of directors then provides oversight. So what the trustees do is the trustees are responsible for making decisions that affect the day-to-day operations of Awakening Together. So we make decisions about featured speakers, satsang speakers, for example, speakers who will be at the retreat. You know, and often many of the decisions we make at the trustee level are made in conjunction with like a survey. You know, we'll ask you guys either formally or informally or what we've heard's going on in the room and that sort of thing. So we really, you know, one of the things that we really try to focus on is putting the personal self aside, right? Putting aside the personal views and preferences and that sort of thing, so that we can come to a decision that would really best benefit the members. So that's what the Member Board of Trustees does. In our meetings, we will have a set agenda for the meeting, and we will discuss the items on that agenda that affect the day-to-day operations. If time allows, then we might discuss some extemporaneous issues, you know, some things, topics that come up at the time, or those might be tabled for the next meeting. Anybody can bring up an agenda item. Anybody can ask that the item be put on the agenda, or anybody can bring up an item at the time that we're discussing these things. It's a majority decision. We don't make a decision without a quorum being present. And then in contrast, the duty of the board of directors is to look at the decisions that we've made and make sure that they are consistent with our written policies and procedures, as well as our purpose and values. And the board of directors also has oversight over the funding. So while the board of the member board of trustees and the president minister can suggest a budget that has to be approved by the board of the board of directors. As Regina said earlier, the board of directors had the decision-making power over hiring and firing and salaries and those sorts of things. Hey, Sonia. I haven't been looking at the board. So like I say, the board of trustees does the day-to-day you know, managerial type things, and then we have the oversight by the board of directors. Now, what we also have is a leadership subcommittee, and the leadership subcommittee is formed by the president, minister, the vice president, minister, which currently is me, and our sanctuary director. And this is a subcommittee of the membership board of trustees, and that the leadership subcommittee meets every week to talk about things that need to be taken care of between trustee meetings. We talk about things like, okay, what needs to be posted where and when does it need to get posted? You know, who's gonna put this on the calendar? You know, how should this be arranged? And other administrative types of issues. I should say that again, that board meets weekly. Our member board of trustees meets twice a month, the first and third Monday of each month. And the board of trustees meets quarterly. So you can see, you know, we need some people who are on the ground who can go, oh gosh, this thing went wrong and so we need to fix it. So that's what our leadership subcommittee does. But even at the leadership subcommittee level, again, no one person is making decisions by themselves. These things are discussed. You know, everybody has an opportunity to state and discuss their views. It is not a one-man or one-woman operation. Let me see. Do any of you have any questions about how we we try, I see the word transparency up here, or transparent. And yes, we try to be transparent. We post the minutes of our meetings on the website. We post our financials on the website. And you know, when again, early on when we were putting this thing together, transparency was one of the big things that we wanted to make sure that we did. And I feel like we do a real good job of that. And let's see. I don't know if I see anything. No backroom discussions, no secrets. Amen. I mean, really, that's the whole point, and that's what we're doing here. So I'm gonna give up. I'm gonna give up the mic, Regina, and see what else you want to add. I'll let go.
Yeah, I just want to remind everyone that we do have elections. And people can even nominate themselves when we have an election if you want to be on the member board of trustees, as long as you are a member who meets the requirements, which I don't have at the top of my head, but I think if I remember correctly, you have to be a member at least 2 years, something like that. But as long as you meet those requirements, you can even nominate yourself to be on the member board of trustees. We always have a meeting when we have an election so that everybody who is nominated can share for a few minutes in front of the entire assembly, and then the entire assembly can vote. And if we have 2 seats open or 3 seats open, you know, it's just the people who get the most number of votes, that's who ends up being on the member board of trustees. So, and I think Alex said, can I put something on the schedule? Actually, you can ask to be invited to the trustee meeting. And when you ask to be invited to the trustee meeting and address the trustees, you let us know what it's about. The trustees, of course, will decide whether that's something they're going to address or not. And that is their right, because they have a lot of business to do. They have a lot to do, and they know their priorities. And you know, and so, for example, if you want to come and suggest that we no longer follow the law of the land, it's not really worth talking about, because we have to follow the law of the land. So we might not say yes, you know. So it depends on how reasonable the request is. I do know that there are people who are not crazy about the law, who think that we should just blow off the law. But we accept donations, tax-deductible donations. And as an organization who accepts tax-deductible donations, we do need to follow the law. If we don't follow the law, not only could we lose our church status and our 501c3 status, but actually someone or a few people could end up going to jail. And I know I personally don't volunteer for that. I'm guessing Phil doesn't volunteer for that. I'm guessing Jacqueline doesn't volunteer for that. Alex is asking me, how do I buy classic cars? I don't own that classic car. That's not my classic car. It's my boyfriend's classic car, and he has a very good job. He makes very good money. but I just want to point out that, I just want to point out right now some of the chatter that's going on in the room. Really isn't even focused on the purpose of this meeting. It isn't. You know, we are here to communicate with you guys about some changes that are happening. We are here to share with you how the organization works, because again, people imagined that someone said that whatever Regina says goes. That's just not at all true. In fact, at the very last trustee meeting, the entire trustee board voted against me, right? Because I only get one vote, just like everybody else. But we're here to share with you guys as equals. And there's definitely typing that is happening in the room right now that is not at all respectful, nor does it appear to care at all about how we're here to share with you and how we want to be joined equals with a common purpose, awakening. And I know those of you who are doing it may not understand our request for respect and kindness. But you are very, very few people. I've talked to all of the trustees, the board of directors, and many, many members. And most people, it's very clear to them what respect and kindness is. And they do want respect and kindness in this room. It's the way we want to be. And we are going to begin adminning the room in that way. Next week I will talk more about that. But if you either just simply don't understand or it's just completely against your heart to be respectful and kind, you can be removed. You can be removed. Jacqueline is saying you could leave voluntarily. You know, I know that I wouldn't hang out in a place that didn't feel right to me. I don't hang out in places that don't feel right to me. And if you really do not like Awakening Together's values, you don't like the fact that Awakening Together has chosen to be a law-abiding organization, if you just don't like all of that, you don't have to be here. But if you need help making that decision, we're willing to help you. The majority of the typing on the board tonight has not been aligned with the purpose of this meeting. And it's only a few of you. Those who are listening are listening. Next week we'll talk more about that. Next week's special member meeting. Alex is saying our laws don't apply to ACIM, but I will tell you that I've talked to other ACIM churches lately, the Community Miracle Center, which is an ACIM church, and also I talked to Kirsten Buxton from the Living Miracles Monastery, which is David Hoffmeister's church. And they also choose to follow the law. In fact, Kirsten's words were, you give back to Caesar what is Caesar's. Also, we are not an ACIM church. ACIM is a part of what we do, but it is not all of what we do. But if we're going to accept donations, we do have to follow the law. And if you don't understand, well, that's all right. You don't have to. No one said you had to understand. Like I said, we are going to be who we are. That's part of what Awakening Together is doing as this change is occurring. We're deciding to embrace who we were meant to be and become that more fully. So next week I'll talk more about the sanctuary policy. I will introduce the schedule to you, which is going to be a more balanced schedule. Still more Course in Miracles than anything else, but a much more balanced schedule with a lot of different spiritual teachings happening. Those of you who really feel in your hearts Awakening Together's core values, Awakening Together's purpose, those of you who are genuinely interested in Awakening Together, respecting each one's path, letting each one be where they are, stay with us. Stay with us. I think that this is going to be a very, very beautiful thing. It's already been a very beautiful thing. But for some of you, you will be red-dotted and maybe even eventually banned. That's the way it's probably going to end up, unless you have a change of heart yourself. All right, so I'm going to let go of the mic, and I am going to turn it over to a volunteer who can maybe play a song or take us right into the contemplation. I need to save this audio, and I'm unable to play a song or speak on the mic while I'm saving the audio because my computer doesn't do both at the same time. So, okay, Lynn, mic is yours. I'll put my hand up once the audio is saved. Thank you.